Good morning. Boo date is 09.16.2018. The time is 06:24 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York. That'd be the southern tier of upstate New York where I live and reside this Sunday morning. And I'm doing another boo. Rich Roberts at Fireman Rich here, having the morning coffee and doing a boo. Actually, that could be my title, couldn't it? Having the morning coffee, doing a boo. Let me write that down. I'll get my day started. Let's see, having a boo, having morning coffee. Coffee. Doing a boo. And I just took a snap of the device I'm doing the boo on, and that is my RCA Voyager 3. Yesterday I used my Android LG track phone, which hopefully, I don't know, maybe Christmas time I'll get an upgrade. I'm thinking about an upgrade because that device is at Android 4.4, and this Android device is up to Android 6, I believe, whatever the name of it is, Marshmallow or whatever, I don't know. I think 4.4 is Jelly Bean or something like that. But it was interesting and fun doing a boo coming home yesterday to sort of see the sound. I know the sound is probably not all that great, and if you're going to critique me about it, I already know it's part of what I wanted the content to be. I knew the quality would be a little bit rough, and I'm not really sure what the audio is going to be like with this, but if it's listenable, I'm going to go ahead and upload it. It gives me a benchmark of what the sound sounds like on my Android Voyager 3 from RCA. And I don't think I'm going to have to update the operating system of Android that anytime soon. But I know on my iPad mini, after I uploaded yesterday's boo, and it was actually right after dinner, or just before dinner, I found that there was an update for Periscope, for the Periscope app on iOS on September 13th, which is last Thursday. And it probably took a couple days for it to reach my iPad mini because I was still under the impression it was 1.19, which was totally hosed. It did not work on my iPad mini. So I was out of the water using Periscope, though I can use Periscope on this piece of hardware or other pieces of hardware, and even Periscope producer as that goes. Doors always here when I'm doing audio and stuff or doing something here. I'm at the computer desk again with the morning coffee, so I got time to do a boo here, and but. I saw that there was a current update, so I updated on my iPad mini, and lo and behold, I've got Periscope back on my iPad mini. It does have the Periscope audio mic, and I tried it a few times, but it won't work for some reason. I'm not sure if, I'm at the low end of the operating system spectrum to where it's a little funky, but just like with my Android LG track phone, that's that Android 4.4, my iOS iPad mini, that's at iOS 9. It's not going to go any higher. I think it's 9.3 point something. And it's not going to go any higher. And I'm already noticing some apps that I can't really update because they're on iOS 11. But I'm happy to say that I do have Periscope back again, and if I can't use the Periscope audio on it. That's fine because I have a workaround, like I've said. If you go to my Periscope page, whatever, Periscope / Fireman Rich over there, as well as here on this program formerly known as Audio Boo that I could still use, you'll see that I've got a homegrown version where I just put a picture of the Periscope logo, and when you listen to it, because you're not watching anything, you're listening. If you watch it, you'll just see a sound overlay on the screen, and it is similar. And I was pretty happy that I'm able to do that. But who knows? Maybe somewhere down the road, it will kick in on my iPad Mini, and I'll be able to use the audio, because I like all things audio. And I like all these options that we have in platforms and not just funnel to one platform. In my opinion, what I'm seeing on one conspiracy application there that everybody bailed on Anchor to go to, where I think Anchor right now is probably the best, even though I haven't used it that much, the Anchor audio platform is by far probably one of the best platforms that are out there. I it's primarily because the main thing for me, you can put a link and post it to Twitter and it goes right to your audio content. But the main thing is just the distribution system that they have for your content. I don't think you know, all the other platforms that have been out there since this program from formerly known as Audio Boo sort of went semi-debunk and everybody sort of bailed. So I'm still on the life raft in a matter of speaking. The program audio, formerly known as Audio Boo, did. Okay, so it's nothing new. I can remember using this platform, the program formerly known as Audio Boo. I like saying that. I almost feel proud that I'm still using it and stuff wherever, but everybody else bailed. This program's still a good program for what it is and stuff. You know, of course, Anchor is just by its distribution option that puts it apart from all the other ones. But I think the program formerly known as Audio Boo set the standard for other ones to reach, and some are, and some are trying, but again, they're still, I'm just going to say, they're a closed audio platform. And, you know, people, well, you know, they're more social than this and stuff. And no, I look at social media as a whole. You know, if you want to be social, I'm not going to just, you know, I'm not putting all my eggs in one basket, I guess. And we had this discussion many years back on that program formerly known as Audio Boo when we didn't have any selections. Now we do. We have many, many options. What's done over there on Periscope Audio, you can do on YouTube. I've seen it being done on YouTube where a couple of former persons that used to do the boos a lot that I still listen to, and where they'll put their content up there and they'll just put a picture, and they'll have, in some cases, sometimes they'll have a voice overlay. So, but that's about it for right now. I'm going to go ahead and upload this particular audio here on this program formerly known as Audio Boo, this Boo, and finish my morning coffee. And